Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Monday night edition, late night edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's 11 p.m. here Pacific time, Monday, May 2nd, 2011. Doing a late, late show. I was going to do the show even later than this, so I scheduled it for 11:30, but I got in sooner than I thought I would, sooner than I thought I was going to get in, so I'd rather get the show starting as soon as possible, because I know I'm going to be running on fumes by the end of it all. But whatever. It is what it is. Let's do this, huh? Shouts to the early chit-chatters. Comedian Master, George Orwell, and Troy Shadow. Also several guest listeners in the chit-chat room. I appreciate the love. I don't really have anything scheduled or planned for tonight. I guess I could talk about Osama bin Laden. I'm not really feeling it, though. Well, you know, I'm kind of over Osama. I'm not really interested in talking about Osama either way. But it is what it is. It's open lines, so we can talk about that if you want. It don't matter. It's all good. I'm just going to lay low here in the cut tonight, play some music, take your calls, and just kind of kick it. Kick it, you know? Kick it with me, won't you? 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'm looking for some tunage to play here. I want to get fired up. don't know what it is. I'm in one of those moods where just no music works. Nothing. I'm kind of itching for some sort of anthem that will get me just get my shit going here. But nothing looks good. Nothing looks good. I don't know what I'm in the mood for. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I know what I want to play. George Orwell. I think I have... Wait, George Orwell, are you the guy that always asks Ghost to play that song by System of a Down? Am I getting you mixed up with somebody else? But if I'm not mistaken, you're the guy that always requests that Ghost play System of a Down. And I think I told you that if you come to my show, I'll play the song for you. And I have the song. So if that's you, give me some confirmation. And, oh, and I'm saying this. And, yeah, I have it here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. George Orwell, you wanted Ghost to play Peephole by System of a Down. Did you not? Yes. Well, thank you for showing up and... Well, see, I didn't forget. I usually have a really bad memory about stuff, but I remembered that. So here you go, people.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in Le Bay. Back with you for another, hour and 45 minutes here, folks. We're just getting started. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. This is sort of an impromptu late night program. Nothing really planned tonight. Open lines. If you want to join me, numbers on the screen, you know what to do. And I want to give a shout out to my listeners in the chit chat room, Alcoholic, Comedian Master, George Orwell, Noboru, and Pegasus. Pegasus 031475. It's been a while, sister. Good to see you in the building. And don't be shy, anybody. I've got a completely empty switchboard. Feel free to call in and hang out, and let's do this for real. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that Osama bin Laden was confirmed dead on May 1st, 2011, and Hitler was confirmed dead on May 1st, 1945? Hitler and Osama bin Laden confirmed dead, both. On May 1st, May Day. Gonna miss you, Osama. Good night, sweet prince. We sure had some memories, didn't we, Osama? Anyway, so the Vince in the Bay Times is out. And I'm going to try to find something in the Vince in the Bay Times that is not a Osama bin Laden-related story. Okay, well, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. What is this? Keep fucking that chicken? Oh, my God. Wow. That's crazy. I got to download that. Sorry, I'm distracted here. It's a terrible radio. But I'm on Vince in the Bay Times, and I found this video where some guy on a local news station in New York accidentally says, keep fucking that chicken on the air. It's fucking unforreal. Here, I'll share it with you guys. Check this out. I should just load it up and play it in the thingamajig, but here, check this out. Pachink. There you go. Yeah, don't listen to me. Just watch that video. I'm breaking my own rules. I complain to people usually for sending me videos during my show. Like, I'm not going to watch that. Come on. But this video is pretty quick. It'll take you a second. Pretty funny. Whatever. It is what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. I want to say hey to... Kishu's here in the chat room now. Glad to have you here tonight as well, sister. We're just getting things rolling here. I'm going to get into some more music. Kishu requested something. If you want to request music on the show, I do play a lot of music. And sometimes people like that, and sometimes people don't. I don't play two songs in a row. I never do that. I just take a lot of breaks and play a song. So get over it. And some of this shit's pretty good. And if you call in early and get a request in early, I can get it on the air during the show. And if not, you can email me. Email me at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Let me start over. vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Send your requests there. Kishu, I would suggest, Kishu, that you especially send me an email with your requests, because I know you have a list of about 87 at this point, and that's the only way I'm going to be able to keep up with it. All right? So I'm going to take a break, and here we go. This is for you, Kishu. This is Arctic Monkeys.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh my God, I just took like the biggest, most harshest bong rip. Oh, disgusting. Oh, I'm gross right now. Hey, Kishu, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing? What's going on?
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, but thanks for playing my song, though. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, no worries. Oh my God, I just took the gnarliest bong rip ever, and I hacked so hard during that song.
Oh.
Hacked so hard that I actually threw up a little bit. It was on myself.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh my God.
Did you clean it off of yourself though?
Yeah, a little bit. I need to change. I need to change clothes.
A little bit.
No, I mean I got the I have to change. I cleaned it, yes, but I need to change clothes. But we have the Mexican here. Hey, Goofy, what's up, dude?
What's up, Vince? How's and Kishu? How's it going today?
Well, other than the fact that I just threw up on myself, I'm doing okay.
That's why I hate bongs. I think one time I was with some chick and I did it and it fucking yacked all over her leg. Oh man, I felt so embarrassed.
Oh my God! You guys
yeah, sometimes I don't gauge the hit right, and I inhale too much and it just like my head like fucking explodes. It's insane.
No, I hit it where it comes out my nose. It's like I take the whole air supply I could possibly ever get. And then I'm just boogers in my nose and I'm just yakking. It's just like, oh. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a bong rip right there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to change some clothes here. I'm free balling too, so.
Shit happens.
Oh man. So anyways, what else is going on, Goofy? When's your show, dude? Isn't your show coming back? What's up?
Wait, I'm waiting for my Chase credit card to come through in the mail. I told you they stole. So whoever returned my wallet stole my credit card and used
bastards.
It in Fresno. And fucking Chase never even called me, those bastards. Say, hey, you know, your credit card's been stolen. Thanks. But now I'm waiting for once that comes, I'm going to sign up for Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to cross into the dark side and pay money so I can be a show host here on Blog Talk Radio. Ha ha, Blog Talk Radio, you win. I lose. Well, fuck it.
That's cool, okay. Man. Well, when that happens, I want to be there. So make sure you
Vince. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you for letting me hang out on your show because, you know. I've been showless I've been on vacation.
I know.
Fuck.
You've been making the rounds, dude. You're like a bigger BTR whore than me. I didn't think that was possible.
I don't try to be a BTR whore. It's just, you know, some shows have good content. I hate that word. Calpo made me start saying that fucking word.
Yeah.
Content. Yeah. You know, most shows that I listen to, like Ghost and, you know, Home with Victoria, you know, they have good content. So it's like, hey, what can I say? You have great content, shit. I'm surprised you're not on 94.9 fucking with your shit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm cut out for 94.9. If I would have to tame down my shtick, I think.
Yeah, see, that's the only problem. You know, I was offered a job in radio, but I know I would fuck up because I love to cuss. I'm part Italian. It's in my DNA. You know what I mean? So it's
I'm trying to work on cussing less because I noticed that when I play back my shows, I think I sound better when I cuss less. Like I'm not saying never cuss, but just use it at various. Just use it at certain points for inflection, you know, or whatever, for emphasis. Rather than
fuck,
just every
fuck,
other
nigger fuck,
like cock shit ball.
Well, it's hot when you say it, talk like that, Kishu. But when I hear myself say it, I just think I sound stupid. Like one time, like when I was listening back to one of those, I think it was that show where there like 700 callers or people came in, and I was getting all these calls, and I went off on somebody. And I listened back to it, and during when I was doing it, I thought I was just like, I thought I was just, you know, yelling one long, you know, run-on sentence. But when I listened back to it, every other word was fucking. something fucking. And it's just like, oh my God, every other word is literally fucking. What are you thinking, dude?
Well, I'm glad you don't blow up like Ghost, man. Shit. Ghost.
Oh, I could never do that. I could never do that.
Ghost blows a gasket. I'm telling you, that guy's going to have a heart attack within a couple more shows.
No, dude, that guy is, he is a thespian, all right? That dude is a master thespian.
He's something else, that's for sure.
Dude, he should be in the fucking movies, seriously.
For real. They should have like a sitcom.
He's
in
he's
the life
with Ghost. Dude, he's going to be huge. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be huge. He's got the shtick. He just needs the platform. I mean, this is a decent platform for him. But I think if he keeps going the way he is, he's going to have a real capitalist army, and he's going to be tearing shit up. And that guy doesn't cuss that much. He could very easily just, you know, I think if you really listen to him, he doesn't cuss that much. It's
well,
more
he
the
does.
Callers,
it's
more the callers that cuss.
Pardon my French. You know.
Yeah, he could. I think he could easily like curb his language, and I don't think he would lose. You would lose any of the shtick, really.
Yeah,
I think he's the best thing going here on BTR easily.
You don't think Debbie Daly's the best thing on BTR?
Oh, God.
Well, that goes without saying. I mean, after Debbie Daly,
obviously. I was going to have to check you there, Vince. I was gonna say, hey, not the queen, Debbie Daly.
and don't forget Fly Lady.
Oh, yeah. Shit, the Fly Lady. I could tell you stories about that fat bimbo. My God. You know, we had the Blog Talk Radio reunion in Vegas, and that bimbo went just to just make her platform, and she didn't even talk to any of us.
That's random.
She went there with like angel, like little fairy wings on. She was her and three other chicks, old ladies. And they had like little angel wings on, and they had their shirt saying the Fly Lady Network, and on the back it said blogtalkradio.com.
Wait, who else was at this?
DJ Smell So Good, Sweet D Love, the K and Kareem Show, I Be the Wise One.
I Be the Wise One. What was he like in person?
Oh man, he's just like a wise black man with a ghetto slang.
Well, yeah, what does he look like, though?
Oh, he looks like,
Because when I hear him, I picture Barry White.
No, he looks like more like a, oh, here we go. He looks kind of like one of those, what's his name? The guy that shot at the Muslim bakery. He looks like those type of people. Come on, Vince. You know you've heard the story. That journalist that got killed by the Muslim bake company in Oakland.
Nah, not ringing a bell, dude. Not ringing a bell.
Well, whatever. He's a clean cut dude. Wise motherfucker, though. Very wise. But yeah, we went on there. You know, we invited all the blood. We invited John C. Sweet. We invited the Fly Lady. We invited a bunch of other Blog Talk Radio executives. And you know, of course, we asked, you know, maybe you guys should sponsor us. You know, we'll wear shirts and say Blog Talk Radio on it. And they laughed in our face. They just said, no, don't even say Blog Talk Radio, anything with Blog Talk. They didn't want nothing to do with us because we called it the Blog Talk Radio reunion, you know, all the show hosts get.
They just said
no. Don't even say Blog Talk Radio. Just say, you know, a reunion of hosts or whatnot. And I'm like, oh man, you guys are terrible. You guys are so terrible. But I bet if it was a bunch of white people, you know, Fly Lady, of course, you know, and all her little network she has. I bet you if they did all that, they would have been sponsored by shirts and all that other bullshit. But you know, that's what happens when you're Mexican and, you know, hanging out with, you know, just the wrong crowd, I guess. I don't know. Anywho.
Yeah.
Enough about me, Vince. Well, how are you doing today in the Bay?
I'm doing fantastical. I had a long day. Just taking a lot of care of some business and got in late. I wasn't sure if I was even going to do a show. I don't have anything planned. I don't have any agenda. Not that I normally do, but sometimes I have something lined up or a topic or something, but I have just nothing tonight except for
Vince,
just
what do you think about them dumping Osama bin Laden in the fucking ocean, like if he's Megatron or something?
Well, I think I think the whole quick disposal of the body and the evidence and everything is kind of suspect to begin with.
Tell me about it.
They tried to play it off.
Come on.
They played it off like it was it's Muslim tradition that you just you 86 the body into the sea like immediately, apparently.
Like for real, like if you watch the ending of Transformers 1, that's what they're doing to him. They just throw him in the sea like if he's Megatron. For real, come on now. And then their excuse is that they don't want to bury him because they don't want a shrine or a place where all the terrorists gather. You know, that would be the most best place, to have them all gather there, and then you drop a bomb on them, and all
dude,
you see is a bunch
dude,
of terrorist
dude, dude.
Guts everywhere.
You
I'm
don't
sorry.
Think there's... you don't think there's some motherfuckers out there that are in a submarine right now going around the ocean bed trying to find Osama's fucking casket? Are you kidding me?
Sell it on Pawn Stars. Shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I got this item here. I don't know. It's pretty unique. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, it's,
I'll give you $100
for the body.
It's the
body of Osama bin Laden in his casket.
Get the fuck
I think
out
Osama
here.
Was actually like really attractive back in the day.
He looks like a very gentle.
I'm sad he's dead.
Only.
Yeah, he looks so gentle, like he's like a computer programmer or something. He don't look like a terrorist or anything like that.
Like somebody, he like looks somebody like somebody that opened that like owns a hookah bar in the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Right.
It's just like, come on in.
Yeah, you know,
cool.
His eyes don't even look like they squint down.
He kind of looks like
bad or anything. You know what I mean?
He kind of looks like the Muslim Santa Claus, really, if you look at him.
Yeah.
He's just a jolly old fellow. If you really look at the video footage, he doesn't look mad at all. Like he doesn't look like a very vicious person, or was a very vicious person. He looks pretty calm, and he's always very, very, very calm, and has a smile on his face. And he's always hanging out with friends, kicking it. I don't see what the deal is. The big
with
deal.
With
JK. Yeah, he's just like,
he doesn't even look mean like a wrestler does. You know, back in the days when you used to watch WWF wrestling, you know, the wrestlers look so scary like The Undertaker. Jesus Christ, I thought he was for real. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I didn't
even
know
that
word of shit, if you ask me.
Wrestlers in the 80s were the best, dude. Junkyard Dog, Rowdy Rowdy Piper.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan, all those guys.
Right there. And you know what's stupid me? One time I was fighting. This is when I was hella little. I actually thought I had Hulkamania in my blood because I pumped up real quick and I beat the crap out of this dude. Can you believe that? Oh, man. I tell you, wrestling really sold me. I'll tell you that for damn sure. I hate having no blunts. I have to make a blunt out of a zigzag. I hate that shit.
Damn. I hate when that happens. Hey, if you want to join us, it's Goofy Bone, Kishu, and Vince hanging out here. 347-826-7667. I'm going to play another request fulfillment here. What was the song I just played, Kishu? Was it Fluorescent, Adolescent? Was that the one I played?
Yeah, that's the one you played.
The other one is Crying Lightning.
That one's okay, but I think you should play Ritz to the Rebel.
I don't have that. I have Crying Lightning.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's the one you said. You said when
I
was talking
to you.
Yeah,
the other one too.
You said Fluorescent Adolescent, which I just
You're
fucking
supposed
played,
to have them all
and then
already.
you said Crying Lightning, and then I saw you play.
And then I said no.
So, I can't fucking win. You can't fucking please them.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince. I'm back. So check this out. I found this story on the internet. Apparently some guy unknowingly tweeted about the attack and killing of bin Laden. Thought this was kind of interesting. As U.S. This is from CNN.com, of all goddamn places. As U.S. forces in Pakistan swooped in on Osama bin Laden on Sunday, at least one Twitter user was unknowingly reporting details of the raid. Some of the first public accounts of the military operation that killed the terrorist leader came in the form of tweets from Sohaib Athar. Sohaib Athar. A 33-year-old IT consultant in Abbottabad. I don't know. Abbottabad, the city where bin Laden was found. But the significance of Athar's post wouldn't be clear until hours later, when the users of the social networking site and the rest of the world learned of President Barack Obama's plans for a rare late-night address to announce that bin Laden had been killed. Yes. The first clue from Athar came at 4 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. That was just after midnight in Pakistan, when Athar was attentive because he often writes code overnight for American companies and sleeps during the day. His first tweet said, helicopter hovering above Abbottabad at 1 a.m. is a rare event. And his first reaction, I guess, was annoyance, really. He did another tweet that said, go away, helicopter, before I take out my giant swatter. Ha ha ha! What a character. What, I got to follow him on Twitter. I got to find his Twitter. What else did he... But I guess it soon became clear that it was more than just a random flyover. He then reported seeing an airplane fly overhead, and later heard a vehicle driving by very fast, and blah, 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 blah. And he said the ruckus was not very usual for a sleepy little town such as Abbottabad. And people go to sleep around, I guess people go to sleep around 9 p.m. every night, and they drive very slow because of the hilly terrain. And blah, 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 blah. So I guess this isn't very interesting, really. But apparently this poor guy was tweeting about all this ruckus outside, and he didn't realize that he was tweeting about Osama bin Laden being blown away. So, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you
that. Guy was tweeting all this time, and he didn't know that they're raiding. Did that guy even know that he was even there?
Hey, old Reuter.
Did they even know that he was even there?
Well, somebody knew he was there. He got taken out, didn't he?
Somebody snitched. Fuck. And who gets that money? That's what I want to know. Who are they writing that shit?
What money?
The $25 million.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who gets that check?
Good question. Well, I would imagine that their identity is going to be under wraps.
So
who's to say that anybody put them up?
It doesn't make any sense. You're the main, most wanted person in the world. Okay, you don't have a rocket launcher near you. I mean, hello, you have billions and billions of dollars, and you don't have any highly sophisticated equipment to take out these people just in case they might want to come storm your compound. Are these stupid people?
What are you suggesting, dude? Are you saying there's a conspiracy? Come on, he's dead. He's dead. Who cares? He's dead. They got him.
I'm just
saying,
America lies to us, and we're the dumb fucks sitting here parading in front of the White House with the American flag.
We are. Who's we? Wait, who the fuck are these we? Who are you talking about? That's not me. I didn't go down to the White House and celebrate because he's dead. I didn't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care, and I'm not part of we, so please don't use we, because I'm not part of
we. I'm sorry, Vince. I meant we as Americans, because we are Americans in the end. regardless if I'm Mexican or not. I was born in this fucking country, so that makes me American. Now I'm getting really upset. I'm going to go to bed now.
You got to replace we with the... Usually when you say we, you're referring to the government. Just say the government. It's fine.
Whatever. Good night, everybody.
The government's we, isn't it? Isn't it we the people?
Yeah, we the people. That's what I always tell. That's what I always say, like, when I get locked up. Like, hello, you, the cops, you don't own the streets. It's we the people. Read your constitution. Read what you fight for. That's what I tell them, because these cops don't know shit. Anyways, I'm going to bed. Got to go to work tomorrow. I was so drunk yesterday, I didn't even make it in today.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming through, bro. Appreciate it. Go Sharks.
All right. Much love.
All right, Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, a.k.a. Goofy Bones. So what was for dinner tonight, Keisha?
I don't even remember. Potatoes and some shit. With balls.
Potatoes, potatoes, shit, and balls?
Yes. This is all correct.
Potatoes, shit, and balls. Okay. That's fair enough. Sounds like better than what I had.
Fucking Osama. I don't even think he's a real person. He's obviously a real person, but I think it's all a bunch of fucking balls.
He's not a real person anymore. He's a real dead person now.
I don't think he's even dead. It's ridiculous.
Really? I think he's been dead
maybe,
a long time. I think, seriously, look, in the span of 3 days, we went from Obama's releasing his birth certificate to the royal wedding to Osama bin Laden getting captured. What is that all about?
Right.
You know what gets swept under the rug through out of this whole thing? That stupid birth certificate. Nobody's talking about the birth certificate right now,
right.
Are they?
Oh, man.
Brilliant. Brilliant move.
It's hilarious.
You know they've been following around that guy for years now. Let's just take it at face value. Let's say that they really did get him. But you know what? I bet you they've just been following this guy around for the last 10 years, just waiting to blow him away, waiting for the right opportunity to blow him away, the right thing for it to cut, you know, for the media to cover something else up. And I think this was it. I think they were like, all right, well, release the fucking birth certificate. If they notice it's fucking, you know, photoshopped, we'll just blow away Bin Laden. If they don't buy it, we'll just fucking blow away Bin Laden, all right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, they know it. They saw the fucking Photoshop work. God damn it, I knew my fucking cousin Chester was not the guy to go to. Damn. All right, fuck it. We have no recourse. We have to blow away Bin Laden right now. We have to do it right now. That's it. We have no other. What else can we do? Another 9/11? No, we got to take him out. We got to be a hero. I need to be a hero for once.
Oh, my God.
Did you listen to Ghost today?
No.
Neither did I.
I'm not a ghost. I'm telling you, dude.
Oh, I know. Ghost. You're at war with ghosts. I forgot. You're at war with ghosts. I was wondering what his reaction to the Bin Laden thing was. I'm going to have to go and listen to his archives, I guess.
Nice.
But I'm actually more interested in other people's reaction to the news than I am about forming my own opinion.
Yeah. But.
Whatever. Ol Reuter in the chit chat room. Good friend of the show. Ol Reuter is welcome to call in. Ol Reuter, if you want to call in, you know the number. Just press number one. Raise your hand. I'll let you on, bro. But you might be too drunk to dial, so it's all good. Oh, there he is. Is that him? No, it's not. Hello? Hello? Tamunga, you're on the air. What's up?
It's old Reuter.
Yeah, I thought that was old Reuter.
Yeah, fucking Skype won't let me change my username.
So oh, I know. I'm the same way, too. I have I've got a funky username as well, and it just doesn't roll off the tongue, and I wish I could change it, too, but I've already got all my contacts and everything in there, so I'm just kind of just like, whatever. Who cares?
That's what I am. Tamunga kind of rolls off the tongue, too.
You can always, you know what, you can always remind me, too, in the chat, if you just send me like a PM and say, hey, it's old Reuter, quote, Tamunga, or whatever, just to remind me. That way I'll bring you on as old Reuter and not Tamunga.
Like I did.
Oh, you did?
I sent you a private chat about 18 minutes ago.
Oh.
I'm sure like that. I lied. Shit. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Who's the broad you're talking to?
Oh, this is Kishu. She's my co-host tonight.
Hi, Kishu. Yeah.
Hi, Reuter.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a fruit roll-up right here, so I feel pretty win right now.
I'm working on a Ambien. Actually, I took two of them and about a quarter of a 1.75 milliliter bottle of port. So I'm good to go.
Yikes.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around, and he's 87 years old.
Well, no. Shit. I won't be 87 till next Friday.
Oh, my bad.
May the 6th.
Almost I'll 87.
I'll be 87.
I saw this guy, like, when I had this job, when I worked in the photo lab when I was, like, 17 to 19, and there was a 77-year-old man who would come in there, and I would do photos for him and all that shit. And then, like, Christmas time and, like, any holiday, he'd come and he'd bring me, like, a $300 check just randomly. It's kind of weird.
I'm going to take another drink. Hold on.
Old men can be creepy sometimes.
You queevies?
Creepy.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you said queevies. You
what
know what a queevies?
Oh. I don't think I want to know.
You know, is this like after all the kids go to bed show?
No, there's 12-year-olds in the chat, dude.
Really? Not with 12-year-old minds, but physical age.
What do you
mean? A queeve. Okay, here you go. Just between
queef?
Me and you.
Are you talking about a queef?
Yes. Yes.
What
she
about,
don't know what that is.
Oh, it's when you pussy fart.
Oh.
And it sounds like this. You ready?
Oh, for,
oh no, I don't want to hear that.
First, you got to rub it, okay? You get it all worked up. You ready? Here, I'm going to do it. Don't cut me off. You got it.
Oh.
And then it goes like this. That was it.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
That's what it sounds like. Sounds better if you pay for it, but those were the freebies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good times. Hey, if you want to join Old Reuter, myself, and Kishu, the lines are open, 347-826-7667. And, hey, look at this. It looks like we have a caller right now. Block number, you're on the air. What's up? 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, hi. Welcome to the show. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Wait, can you hear me?
I can totally hear you, bro. What's up?
Oh, what's up, man? I have a couple of questions for you tonight, bro.
Yeah, what's up?
My name is Moxley, and I was wondering, how do magnets work?
Megalyn?
Wait, I didn't even hear what his name was. I've heard that question before.
Moxley. Yeah, what's your name? Take this shit?
Go ahead. Old Reuter, field this one.
What you got to do, son, is you got to get like a big old, like a half-gallon jug with a screw lid on it. And you take that and you fill it up with like some tap water. Don't fill it up. Put it about halfway. And then you want to pour some Drano in it, the crystal Drano. Okay? And right when it starts bubbling, you want to take like a... I don't know how you can do this. I don't know if you want to scoop it and pop it in there or just do it in your hand, but you want to take some shit, okay, and put it in that same jug. And then once you get it in there, you got to stretch like a plastic, like one of those vinyl gloves.
Wait, did you just say take a shit?
Yeah, yes. And then you stretch the vinyl glove over the top of it. And what happens is that vinyl top, that vinyl glove is going to fill up with air, and it's going to swell up. And you don't want to use the plastic one because the plastic
can't swell up as bad as your mom's pussy, bitch.
Is it?
So
my mom's... Wait a minute, hold on. My mom's pussy?
Yes, I'm...
Well, yeah, that's where I designed this from, was my mom's pussy. You know?
You mad?
Yeah, because what happened was, as I got this off my mom's pussy, and then when I pulled the thing off there, I walked over and I knocked on your grandpa's door, and I said, hey, dude, you want to sniff this for fucking $20,000? He said, yeah. And so when I stuck it on his face, I turned him around, and I licked my hand, and then I wiped it up the crack
of
his head.
Are you doing that next, sir?
No, hold on a second. I'm not done yet. I wiped it up the crack of his ass, and then I stuck my Peter dead in your grandpa's ass, and then I fucked him. And then right before I came, I grabbed your young mom, and I brought her over here and nutted on her forehead. Okay?
Wait a minute, I'm not done yet.
And I nutted on her forehead. I nutted on your mom's forehead. Your mom's forehead got a big old wad of my nut on it, and then I stenciled your name in it. She said,
are you
mom
mad?
Said, your mom
mad,
said,
you? You're
your mom
mad.
Said,
you're
your
mad.
Mom said, your mom
mad.
Said, your
mad,
mom said, your mom mad. Said, I want to name my oldest child this. What did you put on my head? And I stenciled on her forehead with my finger, with my nut blasted on her forehead. You know how you finger painted in kindergarten? I put my name on there, and I said, name your son Fuckbag. And I bet if you look on your birth certificate, that's your middle name, Fuckbag.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, honey. Next.
You're mad.
I'm not bad. I'm a lover.
You're mad. Why are you so mad, bro? Can you answer that question and I'll leave?
Because I love you.
Yo. Mad because you love me?
Yes.
Why?
Are you 10 years old, dude? Like, shouldn't you be sleeping?
Fuck you, bitch. You're a smart.
Is he gone? Does he want some more? Hello?
I want more.
Oh. So, yeah. What are you doing on Mother's Day?
I'm raping your mom again.
Again?
Again.
So you're raping my mom and you're doing that again, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly what you did the last year?
Last year I didn't rape her. She had it. She did it with me.
So this year you want to rape her?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this year while you're raping her, I get to come over and stick my elbow in your shithole.
Go for it, man. I love sticking elbows in my shithole.
I figured you did. I could tell that. You know how I could tell that? Because by the way, you're gurgling that cum in your throat. Because you know my grandma has a dick, right?
But I don't want to fuck your grandma because she's a redneck like you.
Well, my grandma has a cock.
Dude, you're a redneck.
No, if you were fucking my grandma, she would have turned around.
You're a redneck.
If you was fucking my grandma in the ass, as soon as you got through, she would have turned around and stuck her cock in your throat. And since you said you were wanting to do that, then you suck dick, right?
But you're still a redneck.
But no, besides me being a redneck, you suck dick, right? Because you suck my grandma's dick.
it was fucking awesome, man. She met a random
I know her. She's got an awesome cock, and I'm glad she was able to
like,
feel the back
her
of her
cock was
throat.
12 inches, and I stuck it all the way in my ass.
No, in your mouth. Ass. It went in your mouth. I had your ass. You're forgetting.
Hey, Vince.
No, Vince is here right now. Vince is playing. It's just me and you, man.
No, I'm here. I had to go get a beverage and take a leak. Yeah, so what did I miss? What did I miss? Sorry.
You're
a
faggot.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, well, yeah, he missed him. You missed him sucking my grandma's cock.
Everybody knows that because Vince is a gay. Of course he's a faggot.
Yeah, tell me something I don't already know.
Yeah, tell Vince
why
something
you
don't
ass? It's all over.
Shit.
Let's see. Let me tell you something you don't know. I fucked your mom, you shit.
I know. She told me. She said you had a small penis. It's what?
You know what
3 inches fully erect? You know what you should do? You should shave your pubic hair so you get an extra visual inch.
Actually, I already did that to make my cock look bigger, and she was licking my pubic area. Oh, my God. She licked my asshole. And I was thinking of shit in her face, and then I aimed up your mom's mouth. And then the other girl that's in the room is the ugly bitch that wanted my jaw, but I didn't give it to her because she's too ugly.
Hey, is this Goofy's kid?
Do you have Vince's doc, dude?
You sound like Goofy. Are you
If you don't have Vince's doc, I think you're a fail.
You're a mad.
I think this is Goofy's little kid. I think he's
had my grandma's
a miniature
cock.
Goofy bone. Doesn't it sound like a little miniature Goofy bone? Are you Goofy's little kid?
Hey,
dad said you would. Did your dad send you in here to cause trouble?
His dead grandpa's had my cock.
Hey, who sent me in here? What are you guys talking about?
Goofy Bone. I said you sound like Goofy Bone. Like you could be his son. He's got a little kid. He's got a son who's probably your age. I don't know. Fuck. For all I know, you're a little bone.
I was talking little
bone, right? L-I-L, little.
Well, I was talking about titty fucking his dead grandpa's eyelids.
Oh, that's quite a visual, actually. That's impressive.
I know that they after rigor mortis sets in, and then when it settles down, them fuckers will stretch a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. That's what he likes. God damn, my bottle's almost empty.
Damn, old Rooter. Oh, geez, pardon me, that was terrible.
It's late night, you
obscene.
Can see that shit.
Obscene, no, it was just a rotten sound, my bad.
That's all right. I got my laptop back together.
Oh, no shit?
That's the thing I do my shows on.
Are you gonna do some more shows now?
What I have to, my thing is, I have to talk Scooter Bitch into hanging out at the pizza shop an extra hour on Sunday nights.
I see.
Yes, because what happened is I used to like show the Psychic Bitch Network some courtesy because they had a show at 9 o'clock, and I would always come on after the show come on at 10 on Sunday nights, but they quit doing their show. Because I'm a stupid fuck. I just fucking pay Blog Talk that $29, you know, because they offered me $39 and I fucking balked at it. And they come back with $29. I figured, $29 is enough for me to fuck around on the internet. And I've done one show in the 4 months since I've been paying for it. So they
me
real good.
Wow. Wow, man. Yeah, you should take advantage of the service, considering you're paying for it. Absolutely.
I know, and it's got some fancy stuff on it too. The fuck, you got somebody can screen your calls and shit, and yeah.
I never use the screen, obviously.
Well, you got some good shit going here. This is the goodies. You know, the main thing you've got, what you got going on for you that makes your show like the best out here. Mm. So you got this broad co-host.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If Kishu wasn't here, the chat room would be empty right now. Nobody wants to hear me.
I know. Well, Keisha's this. I don't know what
she looks like.
She's
Russian. She's Russian.
Really? I got a couple Ukraine chicks that call me on my show. But if Keisha's Russian, hey Keisha, drinking69 at hotmail.com.
Yeah, dude, get it right. It's Keisha.
I got the most amazing freaking popcorn right now. It's like caramel popcorn that has like this cool sugar stuff on it. Oh my God.
If you were real Russian, you'd be talking about caramel fucking rocks and thinking they were good right now. So you've been Americanized like a son bitch.
I was raised in the States.
Well, see? I'm psychic. Mm-hmm. I got that right. Look at me. I'm for real.
I was born in Russia, but I was raised in the States. Oh, the popcorn is so good.
You ever had that?
Sorry, guys. You ever, I'm in heaven.
Have you ever had kettle corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, kettle corn is really good, but this is like kettle corn times a million.
Oh, well, you're eating the caramel shit. Oh, I understand. It's like Cracker Jacks.
But it's not like that. It's like freshly, like, it's like melted caramel, like homemade caramel, melted on top of the popcorn, and then there's like these little sprinkles of sugar on it, and it's just so amazing.
Well, I'm going to take another drink. Hold on.
Troy Shadow,
I think you've got like some international person out there. Is old Troy Shadow?
He's an international person. Aren't we all technically international people?
Well, I think he's actually listening from across the pond.
Oh, okay. Well, shouts to Troy Shadow from listening from across the pond. Howdy doody. Also,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to give a little shout out to all of the listeners in the chat room: Beachbum 55, Enron Forever, Kishu, lady from New Jersey, MILFtastic, Ole Reuter, Pegasus, and Troy Shadow.
Now that you said lady from New Jersey, I got to look up her profile. Ooh, baby.
Lady
Why
from
ain't
New
that
Jersey?
Hot broad called?
Lady from New Jersey is a very hot broad. She's more than welcome to call. She's called in a couple of times.
She's a hot broad, but she's got those crazy eyes, you know.
Yeah, that means she's probably really good in bed.
Yeah, well, either that or she's good at like handling a knife.
Hopefully not in bed.
Just making good sandwiches, you know.
I don't get down like that.
I wish I was in the living room. I'm in the bedroom right now, and all I got is my Logitech headset. In the living room's all my fucking gear.
Yeah, I know, bro. Well, one of these days, you got to call in with the gear.
You ought to hear the gear down at the pizza joint. I get down there, I got a 900-watt PA system, and friggin' mics out the ass. I got a drum set, a bass guitar, electric guitar, a couple acoustics. Shoot. I ain't playing around.
Damn straight.
By God. I'm still looking at that old New Jersey broad's picture. She looked like she could fuck you up.
Like beat me up, or just like,
no,
like
no,
an
no.
animal, an animal in bed type of thing.
Yeah. She looked. I don't want to say in bed, but I think she would look at you with them eyes, and like if you said I don't want to do that, and she'd give you that look, be like, oh shit, I better go do what she said. You know, one of them things.
Yeah.
I think you're. Your Russian chick is like maybe a little bi.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. She wants to make out with somebody. Maybe herself.
No, I think she wants to make out with lady from New Jersey.
Ooh.
I would like to film that.
Who?
British accents melt me.
You're interested in Troy Shadow, I get it.
Ain't that a bitch. Hey, Troy, you owe me. Troy, if you work some of that pussy, you owe me some bitch.
Asshole.
I could talk British. Here, I'll talk British real quick. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Fuck the Queen. Well, how can you fuck the bastard when you can't even approach her, you know? That's my British accent.
It's just like your Southern accent, Cockney as fuck.
I'm a Cockney cock-sucking prick. How about you? Hey, I think I know that. I know that Pegasus fucking there in your chat room too.
Yeah, she's a friend of the old friend of the show. It's been a while, Pegasus. Good to see you. You look fantastical as per usual.
I love her.
You should make love to her. She's a beautiful woman.
She won't let me. Once she gets a good look at me, she'll start beating me with a maple switch.
Hmm. Okay, well then don't.
She'll whip my ass. I wish I had a guitar. I'd sing for you.
Well, you can't. Can't you sing without the guitar?
I could sing a cappella, you son of a bitch,
yeah,
but I got no reverb to make me sound pretty.
Oh, shut the hell up. Just sing something.
All righty. If I sing something and all you broads just melt in the knees, my email address is drinking69@hotmail.com. Just send me some booby pictures. But I don't care what they look like. You can leave them clothed, but they have to be yours. I've seen all the other booby pictures on here, on this interweb, and I'll know if you're cheating or not. Hey, let me take another drink. Hold on a second. I'll do it. Goddamn. Singing in a fucking mic like Garth Brooks. Here we go. I had some Jim Beam for breakfast, shot it down with Miller Lite. Pouring whiskey on a heartache is burning me alive. Shaky hands, dialed your number, praying you'd be home. Got a question for you, baby, darling, don't you hang up the phone. If the devil brought you roses and a bottle of red wine, angel, would you take me back to heaven just one more time? Baby, since the day I left you, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses, would you let him back in? Second verse, baby. Every night without you chills me to the bone. When I dream about you, it's hellfire and brimstone. Baby, won't you tell me I'm sleeping in your arms tonight? Well, I never was an angel, but it sure miss paradise. If the devil brought you roses and a bottle of red wine, angel, would you take me back to heaven just one more time? Baby, since the day I left you, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses, would you let him back in? Baby, since the day I went away, Lord, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses, why do you let him back in? If the devil brought you roses, why'd you let his fucking ass back in? Take a drink. Hold on, Nate.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucking badass, dude.
Friggin' acapella, baby.
Hell yeah, man. That was the shiznat, dude. Thanks for doing that, old rooter. That's going to make the Vincent the Bay highlight reel for sure, man. I appreciate that. Next time, you got to come on with the guitar next time, bro. I miss you with the guitar, too.
Hell, I'll try.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in Le Bay with Ol Rooter, Kishu, and you. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages from Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Shouts to everybody for tuning in. It's Vince in the Bay back with you, and I have Ole Reuter with me still and Kishu, and now we're going to bring on one more caller to the program. I think I know who this is. Let's go to area code 936. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince in the Bay?
Oh, God.
It is I, the Nature Boy.
Oh, brother. What's up, bro?
How you doing there, Vince? I heard my good friend Ole Reuter is on here. Ole Reuter?
Ah, Maggie.
Ole Reuter.
Oh, boy,
you
here we go.
You are the man, Ole Reuter. This is me.
What?
Can I, have you enjoyed your absence from the Nature Boy?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I've had some pretty good shows the last couple days. Oh, I'd say for the last week I've had a Jew-free shows, no more One Angry Jew. And up until now, no Nature Boys. So things have been going cruising along pretty good until now, Nature Boy.
Well, that's good, because the party is coming crashing down tonight, because the Nature Boy is back. Whoa. And I am better than ever, Mr. May. Whoa. Better than ever. Are you kidding me? It's time to raise some hell on
hey,
Blog
Nature
Talk
Boy.
Radio. Whoa. Yeah.
How can I be the man if you're the man?
How can you be the man if I'm the man? There's only one way, Reuter. Whoa. To be the man, you've got to beat the man.
I can't do that.
No one can do
that.
Not even Vince of the Bay with his 1965 radio ripoff show. You could never, ever do better than the Nature Boy, Vince of the Bay. Never.
Right.
You understand me?
Yeah, I understand you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now put on my game show music. I've got an announcement to make.
Oh, Jesus. All right, here. Hang on. Give me a second.
Come on, put it on. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Come on there, Mr. Producer, Mr. Today. You're supposed to be number one around here, Mr. 400, 500 listeners. Come on, you're supposed to have
no, your friend Debbie Daly. Your friend Debbie Daly is the number one.
Hey, I thought you and Debbie Daly were good friends now, aren't you?
We are. Go ahead. Your music's
you
on. Do your thing. Whatever.
Together?
Make
aren't
your
you
announcement.
Make your
fucking announcement, dude. Just shut up
blowing
and make your
kisses.
Announcement.
Well, let me make my announcement and shut your mouth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear the music, and that could only mean one thing. Frankville, USA. We are not dead. We are alive. And tomorrow night, 2 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central, 3 a.m. Eastern, we are going to rock the house like we always do. Vince of the Bay, you think you're still in my time slot? You better hop back down on the California prime time, buddy, because Frankville is coming back to kick some ass. Thank you very much. That's
Hello?
My outfit.
Hello? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Yeah,
thank
you're welcome. Much. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. That's Nature Boy, everybody. Apparently, Frankville's coming back.
I heard that they caught your good friend, Osama Bin Laden. They caught his ass. We got him. And we got you for today. I know that you're going to try to replace Osama, but it's not going to happen, Mr. Bain. It's not going to happen because the Nature Boy is going to take you and tear it out. You hear me? I'm going to slap Osama Bin Laden's dead carcass in a finger four leg lock. I'm going to chop him down and watch him bleed and make him bang and clean. The Nature Boy.
Whoa.
The United States Army and the Nature Boy are kicking ass.
Whoa.
Terror. Be on the lookout, Terror. Because the Nature Boy is going to kick your ass.
Nature Boy, are you on acid all the time?
Are you on heroin? Are you on tape? What gives you the right to think that you deserve to breathe the same air I breathe, woman?
I deserve to breathe better air than everybody.
Don't you speak in any absurd tone? The only lady that can talk to the Nature Boy is Debbie Daly. So if you're not Debbie Daly, get the chicken rocks there, lady. Because it's not happening tonight. Whoa.
Whoa,
Debbie Daly?
God.
Best of the day, don't you ever mention Debbie Daly's name again. You don't deserve to mention her name. You are a fraud. She made you everything that you are today, and you stabbed her in the back. So you're
all right. Goodbye, Nature Boy. That was your song. So, Kishu, you have any big plans for the weekend? Anything exciting going on?
Not really. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, it's Monday.
Oh, it's Tuesday now. It's Tuesday now.
Tuesday. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just chilling.
Yeah, right on. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Nothing big. No biggie. No big whoop-de-doo. And Nature Boy, just FYI, I'm not trying to steal your time slot tonight. I'm on late because I wasn't even going to do a show because I had a bunch some business to take care of, but I got home and I was like, well, I knew I was going to get home in time to do a show. Whatever, dude. I'm normally going to be on at 10 p.m. Pacific unless something weird happens tomorrow.
I don't really know anything about the Nature Boy, but he just sounds like a complete homo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Nobody really likes him. I'm actually one of the few. Me and Debbie Daly. I'm sorry to mention her, but Debbie and I are the only people that will allow him on the show, give him a platform. Everybody else is just annoyed to hell by him and want to hang up on him immediately. I get lots of complaints about him being on the show. People saying, why do you leave? Why, Vince? Why do you give him so much time? Well, I think my show is all about giving people a platform to talk, to voice to the voiceless. You know, I have the one angry Jew on here. I gave him a shot. People hate him. They can't stand him. People are so happy that he's gone from my show, including me. But whatever. I know he's been slumming around at other shows talking about me. It's all good. I don't really care.
You gotta love that BTR drama, right?
Yeah.
I just call into your show because I like your show. Everybody else on this network fucking blows. That's all I have to say. Maybe the exception of like two people, actually.
Whose identities will remain anonymous?
Exactly.
But I know who you're talking about. Oh, fucking Nature Boy. God damn that motherfucker. Things are going so good. He scared away old Reuter. Old Reuter's gone. Thanks. Shouts to old Reuter for coming through. He hung out for a long time. Usually he doesn't stay that long. That was cool.
Yeah, he was something else. That's for sure.
Was that the first time you heard him?
Yeah.
Oh, that dude's legendary. He's like, he pops up out of nowhere all the time. It's always fun. He always catches me like tonight when I'm just kind of having an off night. I'm just sort of bleh. You know, I probably shouldn't have done a show, but I just, you know, I can't fucking, I'm addicted to this shit. I can't help it. But it was nice to have him just slide in and take over and fuck with that troll.
Right.
I was just not up for. I'm in no mood to fuck with trolls right now. Like I'm just not in the mind of the zone. You know.
Mm-hmm. I wish there was like 1,000, to be honest.
1,000 what? What? What are you talking about?
Nothing. I said I wish there was 1,000 trolls.
Oh, I wish there was 1,000 trolls too. That'd be fun, but I don't know. I don't think I'm up for it really. I wasn't even up for that kid. But old Reuter was here. He could have taken on a bunch. He was ready.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. No. Yeah, you know, I don't know what I would do without your show every night, though, so I'm glad you did it.
I don't know what my show would be like if you didn't call in. I'd be just by myself, so I'm glad that you can tolerate my show because, Lord knows, it'd be terrible if it was just me.
You do fine. I love your show.
I'm going to have some, hopefully, oh, I got to check my mail. I forgot. I haven't heard back yet. Okay. I'm going to have a guest on Thursday. This chick, Christina, she did this film called Libertopia. It's a documentary about the Free State Project. Have I ever told you about the Free State Project?
I have no clue. All
right, so there's these kids that all moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. They're all basically like liberty-minded individuals, essentially libertarians, but not like small-L libertarians. They're not like part of the Libertarian Party. They're just more liberty-minded people. So all these activist kids decided they wanted to move to New Hampshire, and I guess essentially in the long run, they want to secede from the Union, I think. I think that's the whole idea of the Free State Project. But this chick did a documentary about the Free State Project, and they're trying to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire. And so far they have, like, I don't know, 8,000 pledged, but only, I don't know, 5,000 moved or something like that. Whatever. She did a documentary about this. She's going to come on my show. She's a real cool chick. She's hot, too. She's, like, smoking hot.
Nice.
And I found her through EJ and the Bear, of all people.
I have no clue who that is.
I think lady from New Jersey knows all about EJ and the Bear. I think she's friends with them. Those dudes had her on as a guest, and I called into their show and asked her a couple of questions, and she was really cool. She's from L.A. She's a blondie filmmaker chick. She's into, like, you know, libertarian sort of. I guess she wasn't a libertarian before she did the film, and then after she finished the film, she became a libertarian. Now she's, like, into all that. So she's basically, like, an activist now, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, and she's not boring. At least she wasn't boring. She hung out with EJ and the Bear for, like, 2 hours, and those guys, like, I don't know if I could hang out with those guys for longer than, like, 20 minutes. They seem like nice, fun, lovable guys, but I don't know. She was very patient with them.
Yeah, I don't really... See, I'm just like, that's just like the topics that I just don't care about. So none of that really interests me much. But that's cool.
Should I... Well, what would be a topic that would be interesting for you? Should I get a porn star on my show? I'm trying to get a porn star. I'm trying to get some porn stars on my show.
But I would probably just make fun of her. I don't know, to be honest. I like it when you play my song. And
that's all you like me for. It's just so. That's all I'm here for. I'm just your little personal jukebox. Just use me for songs. This show is like this show is essentially just like a love letter mixtape to Kishu. That's all this show is.
Right.
Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah. And I'm running out of songs for y'all. Although I haven't played any of your Wombat shit yet.
Yeah, you can always play that. Good. You like it, whatever. I like that one song that you play. Oh, God. I can't even remember the name of it now. It's like another poppy little band.
Internet Killed the Video Star?
Yeah, there you go. That one's good.
Yeah, that's The Limousines. Yeah, I like that song, too. That song gets stuck in my head during the day sometimes. And it actually kind of pisses me off. I have to listen to it to get it out. But, I'm going to try to get these guys on my show, actually. They're from my hometown. Well, they're from Los Gatos, which is really close to San Jose. I mean, they're basically South Bay. So, and I had this dude JC on my show a couple weeks ago, and he knows them, so maybe he can hook it up and get these guys on.
There you go.
Let me find a song here. I'll play it. I want to now. It's in my head. I have to play it now.
Right.
All right. Here we go. Everybody, if you don't like gay music, then you better plug your ears. I'll be right back.
Dance, I'm right, gonna lie, but I'll be damned if that means that
There you go. Internet killed the video star. Hey, Vince Akishu back for a little while longer, about 20 minutes. And we don't have any calls, so Akishu, do you mind taking a quiz?
A quiz, huh? What kind of quiz?
To find out what your sexual personality is.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do it.
If you want a little more, if you want a little more row in your romps, you first got to know what your current sex style is. Are you a tempting tigress more than you thought, or a little too ladylike for your own good? Well, here, take this quiz, Akishu, and the clues here will make will add more sizzle. Will add more sizzle to
oh
your
my God.
Sheets. All right.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. This is question number one. There's 10 of them.
Okay.
Question number one. So, who tends to make the move first? You. You like to go for what you want. Whoever. Sometimes him, sometimes me. Or, oh, him. Even if I want to, I'm not about to admit such a thing.
Okay, wait. Repeat the answers.
So I guess the answer is, who tends to make the first move? You, whoever, sometimes, there's three answers.
Whoever,
or him.
It just happens.
It just happens. Okay. So you don't necessarily always have to make the first move, I guess. This is such a, they worded the question and answers are so retarded. It's dumb. But it just happens. It just happens with you. Okay. All right, next question. Oh, God. I bet you a chick fucking wrote these questions. Okay. What does making the first move consist of? Answer number one is saying, so, like, should we do it now? Answer number two is snuggling up next to him and hoping he gets the message. Answer number three is grabbing his, hey, what's that?
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely it.
Is that what you do? You just grab mm-hmm. the guys.
Oh, I take control all the way.
You just go for it. All right. Pow. All right. Question number three. What's the get him hot get up you're most likely to choose? What's the get him hot get up you're most likely to choose? A frilly white nightie with beautiful lace that makes you look like a princess, or something sizzly and scarlet, preferably with push-up padding, or nothing, honey.
Oh. It's kind of a hard one. It just depends.
Frilly white nightie. Something
no,
sizzling
definitely.
And scarlet. You like to wear push-up bras, right?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. A lot. That works.
You want to go with that one?
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Something sizzly scarlet, preferably with push-up padding. That's the one we're going. Okay, next question. Question number four. Poof, you're a character in a romance novel. Which one? Is it Desiree Robichard? Oh, God. The wealthy, imperious widow who sweeps into town, turning all the men into her sex slaves? Or is it Chastity Claire, the pent-up daughter of a noble family, just aching to be set free by the mysterious new stranger? Or is it three, Edna? Or is it three, Edna, the narrator? I don't get that.
So definitely the first one.
The wealthy, imperious widow who sleeps,
every guy
sweeps,
loves slaves. It's just
turning
how it
into
happens.
The men into her sex slave. Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five. How likely is it that you'll be totally satisfied during lovemaking? Answer number one is, I just hope he hits the right spot, but if he doesn't, I'll just figure I'll wait till next time.
Oh.
Okay. Number two, answer number two is, if he doesn't do it, I don't know how to make it happen. What? Okay. If he doesn't do it, wait. If he doesn't do it, I know. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. I read that wrong. I'm sorry. Answer number two is, if he doesn't do it, I know how to make it happen. Okay. That's what okay, good. So if he can't take care of you, you can take care of yourself, basically. And then answer number three is, oh, I'll hit the roof. If he doesn't get it right the first time, I'll send him back to finish the job.
Yeah, definitely that one. You better believe
that one. All right, get him. You just have him down there until he gets it right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have to tell guys what to do, or do you just?
It's happened before. Yeah, it's happened before.
Because
seriously, are you kidding me?
Because you know what? Some girls really should learn how to communicate better about that. Because I've been with chicks that just. Yeah, never mind. Okay, let's go on to question number six. Question number six is, what's your ideal lust location? And answer number one is, you know, the bed, duh. Okay, answer number one is the bed. Answer number two is the bed, yes, but one with the canopy on top, with the windows open and candles flickering gently in the breeze.
Right.
And answer number two is the bed at my friend's house during a dinner party after I've wooed my guy away from the table to pretend we have to discuss the babysitter.
No, none of those, really. It's just wherever.
But like in like public places, like a bathroom or something?
No, I did a baseball dugout when I was, like, 16 once. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's hot. During a game?
No, it was, like, fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. I had sex in a graveyard in the middle of the forest.
Oh, that's
pretty
hot,
cool.
too. I'm going to say the answer for you is going to have to be in number three, then. It sounds like you would do that at the dinner party, right?
I guess, but not really. Like, it's never, like, a public thing, really. It's kind of like in public, but it's always like the middle of the night or something. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm just going to put you down for. Which one should I put you down for? The bed or
I guess the last one is fine.
The last one? Are you sure? That's the one that you said no.
Yeah. Just fucking go for it.
All right.
God, it's the closest one. They all fucking blow.
Yeah, I know. This is a stupid quiz. I'm sorry I even fucking started this piece of shit.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. How about your favorite sex toy? What's your favorite sex toy? The answers are, answer number one is sex toy with a question mark, like what's a sex toy? Okay. Answer number two is the Hitachi magic wand, battery operated for more freedom with the G-spot attachment. And number three is my imagination.
Yeah, pretty much my imagination. I have toys,
yeah.
But
yeah,
just whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Most chicks, that's all they really need, right?
Exactly.
All right, here you go. What are your feelings towards talking dirty? Answer number one is I'm great
at
it.
You can probably answer that one for me.
I'm great at it. I come up with all sorts of wild scenarios. Number two is, gosh, I'm lucky if I can speak out or... I'm lucky if I can squeak out a moan or two. And number three is, that's totally silly. So I'm going to say answer number one, I'm great at it.
Yeah,
I come up with all sorts of wild scenarios. And let's go. Two more. We're almost there. All right.
Okay.
Time to choose a sexual avatar, the animal that represents your true sexual self. Yours will be, you got to pick from one of these three. Your true sexual self, the avatar, the animal to represent that is either A, a monkey, B, a tigress, or C, a bunny.
Definitely a tigress.
A tigress, all right. And here we go. Final question. Your guy comes home and says, honey, I want to try something different tonight. He mentions a sex act you really hadn't thought of. Your reaction is, A, honey, ew, I can't do that. I'm a mom. B, sure, that could be fun. And head to the kitchen for the string cheese and a blower hat. What? Bowler hat. String cheese? Wait,
yeah.
Sure, that could be fun. And head to the kitchen for the string cheese and a bowler hat. I don't get that. String cheese and a bowler hat? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's weird and frightening sounding. I'm
and
experimental,
then,
but the food is nasty.
Yeah. And then number three is, are you serious? Okay, this is the worst sexual quiz I've ever encountered in my life. Where should I put you? I should put you down for sure. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ. All right, here's the results. Your results. Congratulations. You're a wild and crazy woman.
Of course.
You are an uninhibited divinity of doing it. And the man in your life is oh so lucky to have you. You're a tigress, loves to bust out daring lingerie, erotic accoutrements, and inventive suggestions. You're more than likely to be the one to make the first move. So stupid. They're just telling you your answers to the stupid questions. This is dumb.
Right.
And when the time comes for satisfaction, you know what to do and how to get there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With or without male assistance. So what do you do with your wealth of knowledge? Share it with your girlfriends, of course. So many women fall into the mistaken notion that long-term love means a death of sexy adventure. Says Emma Jane Taylor and blah, 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 blah. What? This is fucking retarded. I hate this fucking quiz.
It's funny when you get...
Do I have anybody listening to me anymore? Oh, God. There's actually people still listening. Wow. Hey. Hey, shouts to you people for putting up with this garbage. Oh, thank you for putting up with me, Keisha. I really appreciate you hanging out.
Yeah, you know, I love you, baby.
Yeah, I love you too. Oh my God, there's only 6 minutes left to go on the show. It's gone by so fucking fast.
I know,
what the hell?
That was really fast.
Jesus Christ, what happened?
I don't know.
You know what it was? Old Rooter made time go by really fast, actually.
Yeah.
I just sat back and listened to that dude talk. It was great.
Yeah, he's something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you got some time for Techno Fan, to be honest.
Oh, shut the hell up. I'm not playing your stupid song. Tired of that song.
Why not?
I hate you and I hate your songs. I hate you and I hate your songs, Keishu. I've turned into your little jukebox slave and
it's love it.
Disgusting. I've turned into
it was so
pushy.
Cute how jealous you got today over my Skype status.
Oh my God. That pissed me off too. And you know what pissed me off more than just seeing that? The fact that I got pissed off. I was like, why am I pissed off? This is stupid. It's just my friend off the internet. It's dumb. Why am I fucking jealous? Fucking stupid.
I was like half asleep.
Who do I care? Who the fuck do I know?
And I was like, oh, now you're fucking up my dreams.
Oh, really? Why isn't she dreaming about me? Oh, my God. What the hell? Michael, oh, my God.
I can't help it, you know, those accents fucking kill me.
Well, hey, you know, thankfully we took that quiz tonight, and I know what sort of sexual appetite you have. My truth is revealed.
Right. I love you, baby. You know I do.
Yeah, I love you too. Thanks for hanging out tonight.
No problem. Anytime.
Oh, And let's take a quick look at the chat room here. There's actually some folks still in there chatting it up. Lady from New Jersey and MILFtastic. Oh, we got so many goddesses in the chat room. Kishu, Lady from New Jersey, MILFtastic, and Pegasus. That is like, boom, rocking it. Oh, God, I love the women. You ladies are bringing it. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, okay, Lady from New Jersey is signing off. Thanks for coming through. Yeah, next time, yeah, she says, or that's MILFtastic says that you should make me take a stupid quiz next time.
Right? I'll look for a good one.
Yeah, find a good one. I just picked the first one I saw and did, like, look into it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my glass door is so loud when I'm going outside. Okay, so how much time do you have left?
3 minutes.
No, you should play Techno Fan since you made me go through that horrible, horrible quiz.
I'm not playing Techno Fan. I'm not playing fucking Techno Fan. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going to bed. The show's over. Thanks. I can't be abused by you like this, Kishu. I really can't. I've got to lay down the law, okay?
There's no laws with us, baby.
I gotta show the folks out there, the other ladies and the other gentlemen that tune into my. Oh, we've got another goddess with us now. Debbie Daly's here.
Daly.
Oh my God. It's like ladies only in the chat room. It's just me and Troy and a bunch of beaver in the chat room, essentially. Hey, Debbie, thanks for coming through. We're winding up the show here, girl. You missed it. It's over. We just did a sexual quiz that was probably the worst sexual quiz ever. And hopefully I'll come up with something better next time, or Kishu finds a better one. Next time,
yeah.
But we're just getting the hell out of here. Hey, Debbie, I've been loving your shows lately. I haven't been listening to them all live all the time, but I do certainly catch them in the archive, and you've been on fire, sister. And, Kishu, we're going to get out of here now. Before we go, do you have any last words?
Techno fan.
shove it up your cornhole.
No, be nice. Don't be mean.
All right, I'm out of here, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the love. I will be in touch again, I guess, tomorrow night. Oh, tomorrow night I'm going to do, I'm going to try to put together a little hodgepodge of clips of various shows. I've been a BTR slut lately, and I've been documenting it, and obviously you've heard a lot of it. I've played a lot of it on my show, but there's been a lot of other things that I've infiltrated. I've infiltrated other shows recently and have recorded a lot of them, and I'll play some of them tomorrow night, hopefully, and hopefully Kishu will be there with me too.
Always, honey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm out of here. Peace out, yo.
Thank you very much.